co-host Mitchie McPherson celebrating Stay Chatty Shorts Day. And Mitchie, before we do get out of here, there is somebody pretty special we wanted to bring in to the show. Somebody you were just talking about who oozes passion for Stay Chatty, for the message, for the work, the incredible work you guys do. And I'll let you bring her in because she's here right now, mic in hand, ready to talk about it.
Yeah, so everyone, as I said, that works in our team, we feel really lucky to have and does an incredible amount of work and is super passionate about it. But I thought it would be remiss of me today to get up here and represent our organisation and talk about Shorts Day without introducing Tash, who's our community engagement officer that works for us. It's just done a power of work over the last few months to actually get Shorts Day up and running. You know, we spoke about it for a while, whether we'll actually have time to do it, and we did. So I thought I'd get Tash in to say hello.
Well, Tash, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Happy Shorts Day.
No, happy Shorts Day. I mean, Tash, this is awesome. I mean, Mitchie has been representing the brand the whole morning, but as he said, you are the engine room behind Shorts Day. Can you talk us through the process of putting something like this on for Tasmania from its inception right through to where we are today?
Yeah, absolutely. So we worked it out the other day, 3 months and 3 weeks.
Wow.
It went from a concept in our minds right through to today. So it's pretty special. And there were lots of moments where we were bringing it together thinking, is everyone going to love this as much as we do? We were really passionate. Our team worked really hard. But, yeah, lots of vulnerable moments thinking that through. And it's just amazing to see it come all together and the hours we've put in to make this happen. It's really special.
I mean, you talk about the passion. Mitchie said that word quite a few times now with respect to you. Yeah. How do you get that passion out into Tasmania, into Hobart as well, and to allow them to feel the same passion that both you, Mitch, and the entire Stay Chatty team have for this message?
I think the biggest thing for us was we wanted a message that really resonated and could connect with anyone, but we only wanted to do part of the story. We wanted people to be able to actually embrace the concept and make it their own today. So we're so excited to see what everyone comes up with our tagline and obviously Short Stay, Brave the Cold, Brave the Conversation.
I mean, we talk about results, Mitchie, and all that kind of thing, and what we want to see happen out of the work that Stay Chatty does, of course, that Short Stay will do. What kind of results do we want to see? Mitchie, I'll ask you, what kind of stuff do we want to see as a result of Short Stay?
I always say that the funds raised out of today allow us to get more reach. You know, we spoke to Luke a moment ago from tourism. I did a tour recently with those guys and we went to a couple of sites, but there's so many more areas and people that wanted us to go out and raise awareness to mental health. So dollars from that will allow us to follow up on all these initiatives and these things that we brainstorm in team meeting about where we want to go and what we want to do and different tailored presentations that we can deliver. But for us, you know, as we said, you know, half the places that are registered we haven't worked with before. And that was really cool for us that there's, you know, local chemists out in Brighton, all over the place, that have just jumped on board and signed up. And, you know, for us, we'll build on that relationship after this. We don't want just to have today and then see them again next year. We're going to hopefully establish a relationship and spread positive mental health messages throughout their workplace.
Absolutely. I mean, Tash, I did want to talk about it again before the show did finish. The acronym for Shorty, who is the mascot for Shorts Day, we do have it here. Can you walk us through the acronym, of course, S-H-O-R-T-Y? What do all these words mean and how do they contribute to the message of Brave the Cold, Brave the Conversation?
I think the biggest thing for us was it's okay to say, get a bit uncomfortable, lean into the discomfort, but then what do you do when you get there? A lot of us think, what am I going to say next? And so we wanted to really offer a really simplified way for people to think about ways that they could show up and feel confident, I guess, in that moment to do so, even if it is a bit uncomfortable. And the importance of actually settling into a conversation, not rushing it, and knowing that awkward moments and pauses are okay. So hoping that acronym really helps people build that confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Tash, thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
We wanted to make sure that we got to you. Mitchie's been talking about it the last couple of weeks. We've got to make sure we get to Tash because she's the engine room behind this. We do appreciate it. Congratulations. You've now Eclipse Mitch as our favourite guest on the show.
So well done.
Tash, thank you so much for joining us.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.